Some of the most competitive women on ice battle today at the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City in two very different events. Figure skaters combine grace and athleticism in the free skate. Americans Michelle Kwan and Sasha Cohen and Russian Irina Slutskaya are the favorites. The action will be more fierce at the Olympic hockey rink, where Team USA and Canada are in the women's gold medal game. Yesterday, one of the most touching stories of the 2002 Olympics came to a close, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Everybody's heard the story by now. Jim Shea of Lake Placid, New York, the only third-generation Olympian in the United States, competing in the obscure sliding sport of skeleton with his father and grandfather planning to watch. Last month, grandfather Jack Shea died in a car accident, so when grandson Jim stood at the snowy skeleton start for the final run of the day, his face was stiff with intensity and the crowd crazy with anticipation. Shea's first run earlier was on a faster track and put him in the lead. The snow that had fallen since seemed to slow the racers who followed. Shea himself trailed a new leader through much of his final run as he rocketed through the curves, head first and face down on the sled. But in the final 1,000 feet, he squeezed out a win by just 5/100ths of a second. That's Shea screaming as he's mobbed by the competitors he beat. They and he had funeral cards in their helmets, picturing and honoring grandfather Jack. Shea's mother embraced him at the finish. His father was back at the start, convulsed in tears. Later, Shea reflected on his gold medal race and his grandfather.
I definitely felt him here today. He has a lot of friends here, and I think he had some unfinished business before he went up to heaven, and I think now he can go.
Shea wasn't the only American winning a medal in skeleton. Tristan Gale won the gold and Leanne Parsley the silver in the women's race. Outside the Salt Lake Ice Center last night, there was dancing in the streets. At least a group of teens and 20-somethings were breakdancing, spinning on their heads in the rain. That may have been appropriate given the drama inside involving American short track speed skater Apollo Ono, who was rescued from the streets and gangbanging friends when his father sent him to speed skating school. Now he was skating at the Olympics.
Folks, this is going to be one heck of a race here. Among these skaters here,
and it was, as six skaters bunched up at the start and jockeyed for position in a tight pack. Korean Kim Dong-sung led in the final laps as Ono tried to pass him on the inside. Kim seemed to block, which is illegal in short track, but finished in first, the apparent gold medal winner.
Folks, we had a disqualification in that race.
Kim was already skating a victory lap with the Korean flag when his disqualification was announced. Ono thrust his arms into the air, winning his first gold medal of the games.
You know, can't really explain feelings about the race. You know, I mean, just so happy. Regardless of the outcome, just, you know, I got to skate with the best once again, and I got to go out there and perform for my country. So, you know, in itself is just something that deep down in my heart I'll keep forever.
Ono's finish was almost as stunning as the biggest upset of the Olympics so far. That came in a men's hockey game between unbeaten Sweden and hapless Belarus, the only team in the Olympics without any National Hockey League players. Ranked last in the tournament, Belarus held Sweden to a 3-3 tie before a slap shot in the final 3 minutes, which bounced off the face mask of the Swedish goalie and floated into the net. Later, the U.S. beat Finland, setting up a U.S.-Russia rematch in a semifinal game tomorrow. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.